supposed to work and reflect. And most of it is proposed to the student council. And our second item on the agenda is deals with the student activities here on campus, campus life. And the third is Dr. Fox on the semester versus the quarter system. He'd like some input from the student body concerning the issue. I don't want to take up a lot of time on this. This is something that we postponed some time past. We aren't really deciding here today whether or not we're going to stay in the sales organization. This is that's something that the council must decide. But the reason for coming before you today is we have a proposed resolution, and we'd like to see and get your feelings and your reactions to it as to whether or not you think this is the course of action that we should take. I'll read to you the resolution, and then we can maybe talk about it. If you have some questions and ask some reactions, and maybe I can make some explanations. This is the resolution number. Whereas the Synodical Association of Lutheran Students has in the past provided a means for synodical school students to get together, to exchange ideas on improving religious, social, and academic life on their campuses, and whereas a part of improving this life on the campuses has often involved recommendations to proper authorities, such as the Board of Higher Education, Boards of Control, student bodies, and so on. And whereas the future ability of the Synodical Association of Lutheran Students to obtain fair consideration of their recommendations has now been seriously jeopardized by their granting membership to the Non-Synodical School Seminet. And whereas the granting of membership to the Non-Synodical School Seminet has also caused our sister school at Springfield to withdraw in an act of conscience for which we have the fullest sympathy and the highest respect, and whereas our withdrawing from SALS as an act of unity with Springfield would leave SALS with no official seminary level representation, be it resolved that Concordia Seminary not walk away from the problem, but rather continue our membership in SALS through the fall 1975 convention, and be it resolved that during the time between now and the next fall convention of SALS, we try to help SALS better understand the implications of their decisions, hopefully persuade them to reconsider their action to admit Seminex, and be it finally resolved that should our efforts to help SALS prove futile, we will again review the value of our membership in the Synodical Association of Lutheran Students, and if it does not seem in our best interest to continue that membership, then we will at that time withdraw. Are you all familiar with what the SALS organization is? Is that necessary for me to explain that at all? The basic reason for the proposal that we have, this proposal, we have like two options. We can either stay in SALS or we can withdraw. And we've chosen this option because if we withdraw from the SALS organization, there would be, as the resolution says, no seminary level representation. And this would mean that anything that Seminex says at the SALS convention would in effect go unchallenged because we wouldn't be there to counteract any of those things. And also like Ann Arbor, which has kind of been sympathetic with our position, they're not really in a position to speak for what's happening in St. Louis as far as when it comes to like, you know, what might be significant issues. They just haven't got the same kind of perspective that we can have. So we felt this way we can work through the organization, try and help them see the mistake of having a non-synodical school in the organization, how it can first then, so. Jay?
I understand that there is a disability. I know that they were supposed to do a product, I don't see or heard anything from them that has a heavy NWA term.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good point. Synodical Association of Lutheran Students is it's more a chance for the students to get together to dialogue between the different campuses on issues that might be of concern, like SALS has no legislative power at all. They're not a recognized body of synod. It's more something the students have got together. So like they can pass resolutions at SALS meetings, but they have no effect really. They're more just a recommendation of action they'd like to see. But like at the last convention issue came up, like Bronxville has gone to a kind of a system where they're also like training secretaries now and they're getting to more liberal arts education. It's not just church work training in that. So there was a possibility at this last convention to discuss something like this, whether this might be a viable option for other schools to get into, to like pick up the slack in enrollment and that programs like this. So it's just a chance for dialogue like that, and hopefully something constructive can come of that kind of dialogue. But as far as most of what they do is behind the scenes kind of action. There's also another point, like thinking about withdrawing from SALS, the fact that we're not going to seriously cripple the organization by our withdrawing. It isn't a matter of their existence depends on us. They will go on whether we're in it or not. So it's just a matter of how much good we can do by staying in it. Steve?
When the revolutions were thrown up by the student council, does anybody bring forth the idea that we continue in SALS and then put it under professional protest? The government has an institution just up under the word of God. Their symbol says that we are cut off from that word. And they are now in that assembly in an official capacity. How can we deal with that in any way, in an official capacity, I understand, in any way except under protest? If they have that minute and they're admitted with extra confidence.
I don't know if at the time that Springfield withdrew,
this is a protest. I hope that we got that impression. Also, we are dealing through the organization, not directly the seminary. We have to go through the organization to get back to seminary. And we're saying that only through the next meeting. There will only be one more meeting until the summer 75 and then. So in effect, this is protest. So maybe it's just be made clear.
Yeah, I don't know, but like we're on record as being in protest against what happened right now because of when Springfield withdrew, we registered our sympathy with their action and our protest against the admission of seminary. And this would just confirm that. I don't know whether it would be necessary to exactly put it in here in this resolution or not. But if this resolution makes known to them that we are going to be trying to remedy the situation.
One other thing is that we consider, we're protesting after the house, we consider acting in response to the management. I don't know how realistic or possible that request is for us to consider the management of our strategy. What can we expect from that?
I think that we could. I don't know about this next convention, the spring convention. That's why this is more tentative to the fall. But a lot of people have reservations about granting membership to seminary. They would like to see us wait until after the Anaheim convention because then they feel that the future of seminary will be clear in relation to us. But so there is that feeling. But some of these delegations, like this same issue came up in the same way at the spring convention a year ago in March, and it was defeated by the same vote which had passed this time. But the delegations were, there were certain people that kind of were in charge of the delegations that kind of took control of the delegations in the meantime, and they swung their delegations the other way. For instance, like St. Paul had a 13-member delegation when it was held there. They came down with only two people, this next convention. So their vote swung the other way, but it was on the basis of the selection of their members from that 13-member delegation. They both were seminets in that way. And like the Stewart delegation ran into quite a bit of static when they got back to their campus for what they had done, because their campus felt that they weren't representative of the student body and their administration there. But this is something that could hedge on the delegation and who's represented there. So I think when it comes up for review, there's no way that anybody looking at the constitution of the organization and looking at the action that was taken can feel that it was proper procedure. So I would think that the same thing could come up again in the same way in a different convention to just reverse that action.
I think it's a practical way that
possible.
I think it is
fast.
I'd more or less look at Sal and men to play, you know, without even coming back and talking to them. I don't want to put ourselves in prison, but if you think, you know, maybe it's a good resolution, I don't necessarily like that. The tone of an ultimatum, you know, he's got my fall of 75, you know, and get out. You know, you know, there might be some good in it, there might be some bad in it. I know, but when you evaluate this, I said that.
I think it's something good that you can hear. When you listen to them on neutral ground, so the question is, do they have to be voting members of Sal before they, you can hear them out? Like, they had all the privileges of a voting member except the vote. So they were allowed to speak anytime they wanted in convention floor on any issue they want. So it's just a matter of jeopardizing the organization.
Well, maybe we should explain it and let the deputy veto and let him come in and vote as opposed to not on the board. Especially the guy for the nature of Sal's resolution is not being invited to
come in. Okay, maybe I can give you one quick example. One of the issues you talked about was like tuition fees. Now, we're going to pay 30% of our fees, and we pay a 30%. In the past, our percentage increase. That all the additional costs of education have been picked up by the students. Synod has given the same amount for like $500 a student or something like that. That has stayed the same. One of the issues talked about is whether or not Synod should pick up a greater share of the additional cost. Now, when you vote on something like that, other schools that are not in Synod, should they be voting and affecting an issue like that? Do we want their vote to be tabulated in the results as far as, like, when that resolution goes, the Board of Higher Education says the 5-4 vote, you've got two or three schools that are not Synod schools voting on that. They pass the decisive vote. How much consideration is a resolution like that going to have before the Board of Higher Education?
Is this resolution on floor? Is it been moved yet?
No.
This is a powerful. Okay. You can add that question. I don't know if everyone understands the importance of this organization itself. It's not recognized by students. The advisory board has absolutely no power in students, has absolutely nothing to say about anything, just like David said. We need to get into the discussion. The board goes to the staff of the Board for Higher Education. They look at it most of the time, they don't act on it. But it is, like David said, because we haven't even talked about it. We have absolutely nothing to do with, you know, anything important in our students. Like Bill said, it's not common for organization. It doesn't really matter for long.
Can you just bring me the resolution again?
Whereas the Synodical Association of Lutheran Students has in the past provided a means for synodical school students to get together to exchange ideas on improving religious, social, and academic life on their campuses. And whereas a part of improving this life on the campuses has often involved recommendations to proper authorities such as the BAC, Board of Control, student bodies, and so on. Whereas the future ability of SAL to obtain fair consideration of their recommendations has now been seriously jeopardized by their granting membership to the non-synodical school seminary. And whereas the granting of membership to the non-synodical school seminary has also caused our sister school at Springfield to withdraw in an act of conscience for which we have the fullest sympathy and the highest respect. And whereas our withdrawing from SAL is an act of unity with Springfield would leave SAL with no official seminary level representation. Be it resolved that Concordia Seminary not walk away from the problem, but rather continue our membership in SAL through the fall 1975 convention. And be it resolved that during the time between now and the next fall convention of SAL, we try to help SAL better understand the implications of their decision and hopefully persuade them to reconsider their actions to admit seminary. And be it finally resolved that should our efforts to help SAL prove futile, we will again review the value of our membership in the Synodical Association of Lutheran Students. And if it does not seem in our best interest to continue that membership, then we will at that time withdraw.
It would seem that if Seminac had all the rights and privileges, except voting, and we're not members, why should not we have all the rights and privileges without being members, except voting? In other words, we could still make our voice known, we could still be there. Our delegation could still participate in all the actions. But we would be showing our unity with Springfield and their act of conscience. We would be definitely protesting what has been done contrary to the Constitution. And we would be losing none of the rights and privileges except to vote.
And I might add, it will take votes in order to reverse what has happened. And every, like, cutting off both Springfield and St. Louis, you're already reducing by two the votes. To reverse the disaster. So it would take a time of
the city. The organization is going to be back divided on that issue. I don't think you want to do that.
We're going to have to do a minute discussion here and get some other issues
Yeah, I would like to amend the resolution where when I said, although Drew called 75, I would like to put in there in a state of protest. I think it's second and third resolve.
First resolve says rather continue our membership in SAL to the fall 1975 convention.
Yeah, and then put in there the word in a state protest.
You'd have to vote on the first. Discussion on the amendment.
What there has already been a protest. Our protest has to do with the country, right? So why do we have to have a government statement from Mr. President? They know what we can't. This, what we are taking action on, will tell us how we are going to go about our amendment.
That's a good question. Question from Liz. Motion as it stands. That's what we're going to do.
first off, a vote to end the discussion on the amendment. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, I'm done. Now vote on the amendment.
Okay, the amendment would change the reading to at Concordia Seminary not walk away from the problem, but rather continue our membership in sales to the fall 1975 convention under protest. In the state of protest.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Let's have a hand count on that, all in favor? All opposed?
Okay. We tried to run a comment after every basketball game to have some sort of music or entertainment on in the student council.
I'm here to get some reaction. In fact, we September of 1974. By faculty resolution, this was postponed. It is still under consideration. We will not be able to make any change in September 75. So, if a change is to be made, it will be made in September 76. Now, the Academic Policy Committee would like to have some reaction and some judgment from the consumer.
The truth.
How do you do? You're going to be the program will be yours. So, that's why you're anxious to get some reaction from you. And I wonder, are you going to really have some report? Now, let me just say this. What I did was to distribute a sheet which listed the advantages of the two systems. And I think what we're most interested in would be two things. First of all, do you see other advantages than this or disadvantages that are not listed here? Secondly, are you racist? Obviously, some are more important than others.
Fine, that's it. Well, I think it can work, but I prefer personal reporting. If this is a city engineer, I think it's not one of the wrong letters, but my mind is in a variety of people obtaining reporter systems. And I know that one of the reasons the ladies have told me that one of the things that the rest of the system wants to do is to have a consortium in St. Louis. I don't know how well, but.
Yeah, my question is related to Which is performed by one of the new proposals could be related to assignment received.
There has to be, it couldn't be implemented until 76, that's the earliest. But it does take us a while. We would probably have to reach some decision. We will reach a decision this spring. This spring, the decision will be either to continue the quarter system or to go on to a semester system. Now, one, I haven't heard of this, but I think this might be a consideration. The decision might be to postpone the decision further by one more year and see what the tax looks like.
I just wondering if that most of the other theological seminaries in the area are obviously semester-length. Now, how about like in the country, most of like graduate programs and other programs are semester?
But they're moving towards the semester. Now, this is strange. The pendulum is swinging in the other direction. At first, there was a terrific push to quarter. Now, the pendulum is swinging in the other direction toward the semester system. It's 414, but the interest time seems to be very
thank you. Second, all the